主内平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们先来念几处圣经。
Let's first read some passages in Scripture.
提摩太后书一章一节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
我们再念这个提摩太前书一章一节。
And we will now also read 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
奉我们主神和我们的盼望，基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope.
这都是提摩太书里面一个在前书一个后书，他在前书里面的里头呢，那个中文没有把那个照着啊 ，according to 照着那个翻译出来。
And so these are the introductions to the first and second letter of Paul to Timothy. And please note that in a Chinese translation, the phrase according to is not there.
开始之前我们还是有一些祷告。
And so before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，主日清晨，我们再一次来到你的面前。
Father, on the first day, we once again come before you.
求主照着丰盛的怜悯，把你的话语向我们解开。
May you open up your word according to your mercy and grace.
照亮我们心里面的深处。
And may you shine your light in our deepest parts.
愿意我们起来，能够来跟随我们的主。
So that we may rise up and follow after our Lord.
一直走着十字架的窄路，直到主见你面。
To walk the narrow way of the cross until we see Him face to face.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus most precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. 提摩太他这个前后书还有这个提多书都是保罗书信里面写给个人的书信。
And so the letters to Timothy and also to Titus were epistles written by Paul.
其余大部分都是写给各地的教会。
So most of his other epistles were written to churches.
也是这个保罗在他生命最后的阶段的时候，他对提摩太心里面的一些负担。
And the epistles to Timothy specifically are the burdens of Paul in the last days of his life.
他的那个负担呢越来越沉重。
And this burden that Paul had was getting heavier and heavier.
我们可以从这个提摩太前书后书里面呢，能够感觉到他那个不同的地方。
And we can sense the difference in that burden between the first letter to Timothy and the second letter to Timothy.
那个当时呢，提摩太是在这个以弗所。
And Timothy was in Ephesus at that time.
那个时候的教会呢，已经不如。以弗所书里面所提到的那个光景。
And the spiritual condition of the church at Ephesus was very different than the spiritual conditions mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
那时候有许多的长老呢都已经不在那边了。
And many of the elders that were previously there were there no longer.
这也是保罗打发提摩太去的一个原因。
And so this is one of the reasons why Paul sent Timothy to Ephesus.
那一开始的时候，在提摩太前书里面，他所着重的呢，我们可以看到啊，刚我们念的提摩太前书一章一节里头。
And so when we read First Timothy chapter 1 verse 1, we can see the emphasis there.
他这个中文翻译没有把这个照着基督耶稣之命啊，这个照着 according to 这个翻译出来哈。
And so the Chinese translation, as mentioned earlier, does not have the phrase according to in the first verse.
那提摩太后书里面他有把这个照着在照着基督耶稣里生命的应许。
But it is there. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1, we see once again, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
两个不同的地方，一个是照着基督耶稣的命。
And so we see that there's the difference. One is according to the commandment.
另外一个是照着耶稣基督生命的应许。
And the other is according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
那这里提摩太前书是着重的主的命令。
So 1 Timothy emphasizes the commandment of God.
那么当教会的光景还可以的时候呢, 似乎有主的话能够来提醒就够了。
And so when the spiritual condition as well, it seems that just a mere commandment can move the assembly.
但是到了提摩太后书的时候呢, 教会的光景不如以往了。
But in 2 Timothy, when the spiritual condition of the church wanes,
那这时候呢, 保罗 他所强调的就是主的生命。
We see what Paul emphasizes is life.
若内在生命没有更新呢, 那主的命令呢, 便没有办法行得出来。
Because if there is no inward life, then we cannot live out God's commandment.
那主的见证呢, 也没有办法来彰显。
And there is no way for the testimony of God to be shown forth.
所以, 提摩太后书一章一节, 奉神旨意, 照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许, 做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
And so that is why Paul starts off in 2 Timothy, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
这生命的应许呢, 是我今天的负担。
And this is my burden today, the promise of life.
那么当 信徒们的光景呢还可以的时候呢，或许借着一些劝勉和主的命令，那便可以矫正他们的脚步，或者和前面走的路。
And so, when there is a good spiritual condition, it seems that mere exhortation or commandments can help direct the steps of the saints.
那么这些呢，只是属于外在的光景，它没有真实的改变。
But these are all outward behaviors. There's no true transformation that takes place.
那么必须从里面的生命的这个变化呢，才能够来坐在人的里头。
And so true change can only happen and can only start from this inward life.
也唯有如此呢，才能够维持那耶稣基督的见证。
And only then can this testimony of Christ be upheld.
那保罗写给提摩太的书信里面有许多的劝勉。
And so Paul has many exhortations to Timothy in his epistle.
我们都知道，提摩太他属于比较胆怯内向的性格。
We know that Timothy had a very timid personality.
然而保罗他所提醒的不只是这一些外在的行为。
But Paul did not remind Timothy of simply outward behaviors.
或者一些形式和规条，或者是命令。
Or rules or commandments or what to do.
因为这一切都只是一些外表的,
because these are all external things.
还没有真实属灵的这个价值,
and there's no true spiritual value to these things.
而乃是要由心里面所生出的品格才能够, 生命才能够流露出来。
But there needs to be this true life within them in order for this life to be poured forth.
那灵里面才能够彰显。 这也是神所看重的。
And then can we truly live according to the Spirit which is seen by God?
生命的应许呢, 是在基督耶稣里面。
And the promise of life is in Christ Jesus.
是从这个福音里头彰显出来的。
And it has been revealed from the gospel.
生命呢, 是最终的结果。
And so life is the end result.
那么基督是唯一的道路。
And Christ is the way.
我们可以从三个方面来看。
And so we could see this from three different points.
第一个是应许。
The first is promise.
第二个是在耶稣基督里面。
The second is in Christ Jesus.
第三个呢是这个永远的生命。
And the third is eternal life.
我们先来看这个应许。
So let's first take a look at promise.
这个 哥林多后书一章二十节。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，因叫神因我们得荣耀。
For as many as are the promises of God, in him they are yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
神的应许呢, 在基督里面都是是的, 也都是阿们的。
The promises of God in Christ are yes and amen.
这个应许呢, 都是在耶稣基督里面。
And so we see that this promise is in Christ Jesus. And it is manifested through the gospel.
提摩太后书一章第九节第十节里面提到。
And 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 9 to 10 say this.
神救了我们,以圣召召我们, 不是按我们的行为, 乃是按他的旨意和恩典, 这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
第十节,但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了,他已经把死废去,借着福音将不能朽坏的生命彰显出来。Verse
10, But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
中文这边讲了不能坏的生命,这个英文有两个字。
And so, in the Chinese translation, it has this indefeatable death, but in English, it's breaking down to two words.
一个是生命,一个是不能朽坏的,这两件事情。
Indefeatable life, and in English, it says life and immortality.
那么耶稣基督借着十字架上所成就的,乃是将死废去。
And so what Christ accomplished on a cross was to abolish death.
他借着福音。 把生命和那不能朽坏的一起彰显出来。And
through the life through gospel to bring forth this life and immortality.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。The
Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这生命是摆在应许里头。And
this life was established in this promise.
这个生命和应许呢在基督耶稣里面都是实在的。
And this life and promise in Christ is yes.
提多书一章第二节里面讲到,
Titus chapter 1 verse 2 says this.
那盼望那无谎言的神, 在万古之先所应许的永生,
says, in the hope of eternal life which God who cannot lie promised long ages ago.
神在万古之先就把那个永生应许给我们。
So God had already promised this hope of eternal life long ages ago.
而这所应许的生命呢,是指着那所传的福音,是那永远的生命。
And this promise of this eternal life is that gospel that has been shared to us.
也就是保罗在他书信里面主要的信息。
And it is that central theme in Paul's writings.
强调在基督耶稣里面的盼望和确据。
Emphasizing this hope and assurance we have in Christ.
永远的生命是自占的,和地上天然的生命成对比。
And this eternal life stands in opposition to this temporal nature of earthly life.
并指向着信徒所存留在天上永久的基业。
And it points to this eternal inheritance that believers have in heaven.
彼得前书第一章三节四节提到,
And 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4 says this,
借耶稣基督从死里复活,重生了我们,叫我们有活泼的盼望,可以得着,不能朽坏,不能玷污,不能衰残,为你们存留在天上的基业。1
Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
哥林多前书15章,
and 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
20节到22节,
verses 20 to 22.
但基督已经从死里复活,成为睡了之人出熟的果子,死既是因一人而来,死人复活也是因一人而来。 在亚当里众人都死了,照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive.
而这个呢,应许呢,是基于耶稣基督从死里复活,重生了我们。
And so this promise is rooted in the resurrection of Christ.
他借着死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，在基督里众人也都要复活。
Who rendered powerless one who had the power of death, and so that all may experience his resurrection.
这是第一个我们所讲到的，在基督里面的应许。
And so this is the first point regarding the promise in Christ Jesus.
第二点呢，这应许呢是在基督里面，基督耶稣里头。
And the second speaks specifically to the phrase in Christ Jesus.
这应许是在耶稣基督里，是本乎神，不是出于自己。
And so this promise is in Christ Jesus. It is of God and not of ourselves.
哥林多前书一章三十节里面提到。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says this.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
那叫耶稣基督从死里复活，神的大能把基督的生命给了我们，又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So the power of God, which raised up Jesus from among the dead, has now given to us this wisdom, this righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
以弗所书第二章。
In Ephesians chapter 2.
第四节到第九节。
Verses 4 to 9.
我喜欢把这几节一口气念完哈。
I'd like to read all these verses in one breath.
第四节开始，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所施的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
这几节把它背起来哈，那我们每次我们可以回想到的时候呢，就觉得神向我们信他的人所显的恩典是何等的丰盛。
And so may we take these verses and commit it to memory to remind ourselves of how great the grace of God towards us is.
我们实在是没有人可以自夸的。
And indeed, no one can boast of themselves.
在约翰一书第五章里面提到。
And then in 1 John chapter 5, it says this.
十一节、十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
1 John 5:11-12. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has a Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
约翰福音一章四节也提到。
And John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 4 also says this.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
以弗所书一章三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
这一切的福气都在耶稣基督里面。
And so all of these blessings are in Christ.
第十节、第十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的，在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面 得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的主，照着他旨意所预定的。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
一切从神来的祝福都在基督里面，离了他我们一无所有。
So all the blessings from God can only be found in Christ, and without him we do not have anything.
那么人算什么呢？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
And so, what is man that you would take remember him, or the man that you may visit him?
因为神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead.
第三点，这个讲到这个生命是永远的生命。
So this third point then speaks to eternal life.
这所应许的生命是指的那所传的福音里面永远的生命。
And so this promise of life refers to the eternal life offered through the gospel.
这永远的生命和自占的和地上的天然的生命成对比，并指向着为着信徒所存留在天上所永存的基业。
And so this eternal life stands in opposition to the temporariness of earthly living, and also points to this eternal inheritance that all believers have in heaven.
刚刚念到的这个神所赐给我们的永远的生命是在他的儿子里面。
And so we have said that God has imparted to us this eternal life in his son.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And the one who has the Son has the life, and the one who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that all who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
当保罗在写提摩太后书的时候呢，这个死亡的阴影已经尽了。
When Paul wrote the epistle to Timothy, the shadow of death was already upon him.
因此他里面有那个强烈的感触，迫切的要吩咐这个提摩太。
And so he had this very deep and heavy burden to share this with Timothy.
而在这样的时刻里面，唯有基督的生命能够胜过死亡。
Because only the life of Christ can overcome death.
而在基督里面的生命是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
And this life in Christ is incorruptible and undefiled and unfading.
我们若借着神的生命而活，便有他的生命在我们里面。
And if we live according to this life, then this life will be in us.
而这个生命有着神性，我们若借着这里面的神的性格来活的话，我们并存着那个活泼的。
And if we live by that divine nature present in that life, we can hold fast onto that living hope.
我们来盼望那无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永远的生命。
And that we can have that hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie promised long ages ago.
因为我们已经死了，我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
For we have died and our lives are hidden with God, with Christ and God.
因为基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And when Christ is manifested, who is our life, then we also shall be manifested in glory.
在最后我做一些结论哈。
And so as we come to the conclusion,
这个世上纷扰和在这样艰难的困苦的日子里面，我们要在地上恢复维持神的见证是不容易的。
And so, with so much chaos in the world and so much difficulty in this life, it is very difficult to uphold the testimony of Christ.
我们唯有借着基督的生命，能够持守这个活泼的盼望。
But only through the life of Christ Jesus and holding fast to this eternal hope.
在主耶稣再来的时候，让我们得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
We hold on to these things till the day of our Lord Jesus, and when we obtain that incorruptible and undefilable and unfading inheritance.
我们活在这样一个关键的时刻里头,
and we live in such a pivotal moment.
不只是个人的, 基督徒生活,
not only pertaining to our individual relationship to the Lord,
也是有关团体教会的生活,
but also in pertaining to the corporate life in the church.
死亡正侵袭着教会,
death is attempting to infiltrate the church,
要败坏并破坏一切,
to corrupt and destroy all.
我们该如何来打这场属灵的征战呢?
How then do we fight the spiritual warfare?
这个关键就是在生命,
and the secret is life.
神给我们基督的生命,
the life that God has given to us.
我们要信靠这个生命,
and we need to trust in this life.
要仰赖这个生命,
to depend on this life.
要跟随这个生命,
to follow this life.
培养这个生命,
to cultivate this life.
让基督的生命在我们里面增添,
so that the life of Christ may increase in us.
死便在教会我们里面没有地步,
and so that death may have no place in us or the corporate body.
而这个生命所带给我们的乃是刚强仁爱, 谨守的灵,
and so this life will impart to us this strong and enduring spirit.
是 power, love, and discretion.
Power, love, and discretion.
那能够胜过一切阴间死亡的权势,
can then overcome all of this evil in this world.
为着基督打那美好的仗,
and to fight that good fight for the Lord.
来做美好的见证,
to be that wonderful testimony.
这个便是基督耶稣里面生命的应许,
this is the promise that this eternal life in Christ has given.
让我们彼此勉励, 愿神来祝福他自己的话语,
and so let us encourage each other, and may the Lord bless his word.
我们再有一些祷告,
let us have a word of prayer.
主啊, 你有永远的生命, 我们还跟从谁呢?
Lord, you alone have the words of eternal life. Who else can we follow?
愿我们里面长存的那活泼的盼望,
and so that living hope that is within us, we wait with this for your return, until we see your face again.
听我们祷告,
may you hear our prayer. We pray this in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our Lord for what he has shared through our brother.
是为了我们弟兄的, 为了我们弟兄的分享, 我们要赞美主。
All the fullness dwells in him.
他所有一切的丰盛都在他的里面。
So praise our God for such a life that we have inherited from him.
就是要赞美我们的主, 因为他, 我们才有这么丰盛的生命在我们的里面。
And so for our time now, I would like us to turn to just a few passages in the New Testament.
我们, 在我们开始之前, 希望大家都来读一下几节圣经。
2 Corinthians chapter 4,
哥林多后书4章,
verse 17,
17节。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
我们这世暂至轻的苦楚, 要为我们成就极重无比, 永远的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
因为这世暂至轻的苦楚, 是要为我们成就 极重无比, 永远的荣耀。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们翻开希伯来书十二章。
Let's start from verse 5.
我们从第五节开始。
It reads, And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
希伯来书十二章五到七节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打反所受纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，应有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？”
All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
下面是十一节，希伯来书十二章十一节。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
In the same book, let's turn to chapter 2, and we'll read verse 10.
在同一本书，我们翻到第二章第十节。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
二章十节。 原来那位万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何宜的。And
one more in the book of James. A very well-known one, chapter 1, verse 2.
最后一个是雅各书，非常大家都知道的一个经节，就是一章二节。
Consider it all joy, my brother, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。Consider
it all joy.
都要以为大喜乐。Just
let's go to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask for your mercy.
主啊，求你给我们怜悯。
We ask you to have your way in us.
我们希望你在我们身上启示你的道路。
We pray this in your name.
为你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if someone were to come to you and to tell you that I live a privileged life, a blessed life, what do you picture is the life that they live?
兄姊妹们，如果今天有一个人来到你的面前，告诉你说，我今天过着一个非常优渥而且非常蒙福的生活，在你的心里当中，你的头脑里是什么一个画面呢？
Maybe a comfortable family and a nice three-story suburban home.
是一个很舒适的家庭，住在郊区一个 三栋三层楼房的一个别墅里。
A place close to where all your children live.
你的离孩子们都很近。
Or maybe it's having a job free of worries that gives financial freedom and as many PTOs as you want.
是一个非常无忧无虑的，付的也非常好的工作，然后有无限的带薪假期。
And yet I remember recently that there was a season in my life where the trials at work were one of the fiercest that I've been going through.
但是我记得就在最近的时候，我的因为我工作上的原因，我遇到了一个非常严峻的一个考验。And
I was sharing this to a couple about the trials that I was going through.
我就跟一对夫妇在分享我经历的这个考验。And
they told me this. That it was a privilege to be experiencing what I was going through. All the trials in the valley that I was walking in.
他们就告诉我说，我所经历的这一切都是一个祝福，或者说是一个荣幸。 就所有的这一些试验，所有我经历的这些低谷，
it's a privilege.
这是一种荣幸。
And that thought has never left me since. That thought has never left me since.
Oh, 就自从那之后，这句话就从来没有再离开我。
For when we think of suffering, there's nothing naturally attractive about it.
因为对我们这个天然人来讲说，这些试炼或者这些痛苦是没有什么吸引我们的地方的。We
humans are programmed and hardwired in our DNA to avoid negative and harmful situations.
在我们的深深的刻在我们的DNA里面的说的是什么呢？是我们要想去离开，远离这些苦难，这些不好的事情。
I mean, every product that we own, from watches and phones, and every decision that we make, and the kind of pillows that we pick up for a bed, and the medications we take, all this is to minimize suffering and to maximize enjoyment.
这些所有一切事情呢，其实都是为了要最大限度的减少我们的痛苦，增加我们的快乐。
And so, when we read in Scripture, in James, where it says to consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, it is probably one of the most nonsensical and unreasonable statements that you could stomach.
所以我们在读到雅各书当中说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。这大概是我们能听到的这种非常荒谬的、最不合情合理的一个说法。For
it doesn't even say to consider it joy in spite of the trials, but to consider it joy because of them, because of the fruit that it produces.
因为在雅各书里面都甚至都没有说到说我们要为克服这样子的一个试炼而感到喜乐，他是说当试炼临到我们的时候，我们要觉得因着这个试炼或者和它结出来的这个果实，我们要心里有大喜乐。And
so we find time and time again in Scripture that in the hand of God, trials, sorrows, or one of the tools most used by him in order to bring about his desire in his people.
我们在圣经当中，我们一次一次的又一次的发现，在神的这个手中，这些试炼是他在他的子民身上，为了实现他旨意最常用的一个工具。
Now, before I go on, I do want to preface something. And that is that I do not think God wants us to pursue suffering and affliction.
在我继续讲之前，我想要先说明一点，就是神他并不想让我们主动去寻求这些苦难。Pursuing
financial security is a great thing. Having a stable job is a good thing.
追求这个经济上有保障是一件好事情，追求有一份稳定的工作也是一件好事情。
If you're living in a three-story suburban home right now, you're doing a good job. Keep it up.
如果今天你已经住在一个三层楼的这个楼房里，非常好，继续。
But There is something to note that is imperative, indispensable. And that is that suffering is only a means to a greater end.
但是有一点非常的清楚, 就是我们所受的这些苦难是为了成就更大的这个旨意。
And so are the material provisions that the Lord gives.
我们的神所给我们的提供的一切物质上的需求也是为了这个目的。
It is never God's aim.
这从来都不是神最终的旨意。
It should never be our life ambition.
也不应该是我们这一生仅仅追求的东西。
But do not think that, for a moment, do not ever think this, that the absence of such provisions is somehow our curse.
就非常重要的一点就是不要认为你缺乏在物质上的供应是一种咒诅。
Do not think for one moment that the sorrows that He multiplies in your life is a sign of condemnation.
不要觉得你在生命中遇到的这些苦难是一个神在你身上的一个定罪。
Do not think that your end is to be even free from it.
不要觉得你最终的目的就是要摆脱这些苦难。
For if you are a child of His, walking in the path of obedience, then I guarantee you that the fruit born from the valley, from this discipline, will be a hundredfold more that you'll be gleaning than from any of your carefree mountaintop experiences that you will ever have in your life.
因为你如果是神的儿女，你行走在这个非常顺服的路上，我告诉你，你在这些苦难中结出的这个果实，要比你在那些所有的在顺境中，在你最巅峰的时候得到的这些果实要 多很多倍。
For there in the valley, there in your sorrows, there in your pain, the Lord will find His end in you.
因为是在你的苦难当中，是在你人生的低谷当中，神才能在你的生命中实现他最终的旨意。
There are two ways I want to share in the 20 minutes I have left. The two ways through which He uses trials to accomplish His end.
我们只有20分钟了，但是要用这20分钟，我要来说两件事情，就是神是通过两种方式来达到他的目的。Two
ways that we see so clearly in the hard knock lives of those recorded in Scripture, and that we ourselves, I myself, and I'm sure you yourselves too, have experienced in your life.
这两种方式我们在圣经当中那些历经磨难的这些人的经历上我们都看见了。在我这短短的30年当中，我也可以见证这样。我相信你们每个在座的人也可以见证。The
first I want to go through is brokenness.
第一个是破碎。
Brokenness of self.
自我破碎。
And we see this fruit born in a very well-known story in the book of Genesis, chapter 32.
我们在创世纪第32章，第32章中一个非常著名的一个故事当中，我们就看到了这样一个果实。
The story of the famed patriarch Jacob.
这故事是关于著名的族长雅各的故事。
Now when we think of Jacob, we see a man of God whose life was so pivotal in the Lord's purpose of establishing a nation for His own possession.
我们想到雅各的时候，我们会想到一个他是个非常敬畏神的人。我们看到了他在神在自己的子民身上建立这么一个国度的这个过程当中，是个非常重要的角色。
And yet, before this episode that he's experiencing in this chapter, think of the man that the Lord used. Think of what he was.
但是在这32章之前，我们想一想，雅各其实原来是什么样一个人？他是原来是一个什么样的人？是，但最终是被神使用的。
Was he not a conniving, greedy, self-serving con man who duped not only his elder brother into selling his birthright, but even his own dear father, Isaac, in securing the blessing that was supposed to be for Esau. And yet again, when he played along with Rebekah in deceiving her husband by sending their son away to, quote-unquote, find himself a wife, when it was really just to flee from his brother.
他其实本来是一个阴险狡诈的，是非常贪婪，一个很自私的人。想想看，他是个骗子，right？他就骗了他的哥哥，把这个长子的名分卖给他。他又骗了同样的方式，他又骗了他的父亲，让以撒把这个本来应该给以扫的这个祝福加给了他。 然后最后呢，又跟他的母亲一起设置了这么一个骗局。他的母亲说是让他出去去找一个他的妻子，其实呢是为了躲避他这个以撒，他这个兄弟的追杀。
And oh, how much of self was still deep-seated in this man Jacob, the supplanter.
想想他这样一个篡位者，在他的心里是有多少这个原本的。 老我,
he asked, how do you use a man like that?
我们就会问说, 神怎么样去用这么一个人呢?
You can't. You simply can't.
这是不可能的。
And so from that time forward, from Genesis 28 to 32 and onwards, we see a life marked by one thing.
但是从创世纪28章、32章之后，我们看见他这样一个人是如何被神转变。
From the time that he's sent away to Paddan Aram and lives with an even more treacherous uncle Laban who cheats him 10 times, and when he fears for his life, running away from the bloodthirsty Esau, to being dislocated in his hip by the very hand of God, to enduring the sinful treachery of his own sons, and witnessing the selling of Joseph, his beloved, into slavery, we see one thing marked his life.
从那个时候起，从创世纪28章，我们就看见，雅各被送到了巴旦亚兰，他跟那个比他更加阴险狡诈的叔叔拉班住在一起。 在这个一生当中，他都为了躲避这个以扫的打杀，惶惶不可终日，然后他要忍受他的儿子的背叛，以及约瑟被卖到别的地方去做奴隶，他这一生都是充满了这个苦难。That
one thing, affliction.
那一件事情就是他的一生都充满了一个苦难。
And so what was the point of all that?
这一切都是为了什么呢?
Was it not to take the perverted, obstinate Jacob and mold him into the very Prince of God, Israel, through whom he would be a fountain of blessing for the nation that would come out of his loins?
这一切都难道不是为了把一个悖逆顽固的这么一个雅各，把他完全的转变，变成？ 是神的这个国度里的一个君王，让他变成他以后的他的，不管是他的孩子还是他无数的后裔的一个祝福。
How could God have accomplished that? If not through the crushing, the dislocating, the breaking of his terrible self-life, the destroying of every ounce of self-sufficiency in him, in order to realize the greater end of God's purpose that he was a part of.
神是怎么样能够实现这样的一个转变这么样一个人？难道他一定要就是通过一个摧毁，把他完全的自我都瓦解了，然后把他身上的这些每一丝一毫的要靠自己自足的这么一个原来的人完全的瓦解掉？
Now have his ways changed?
这样的话，在这样的情况下，神才能够转变他。
For 2,000 years later, after the time of the patriarchs, We see a man named Paul himself.
2000年以后，我们看见另外一个使徒保罗。
For he had his Laban, but in the form of a thorn in the flesh.
他的生命中也有一个拉班，但是这是他肉体上的一个刺。
A messenger from Satan, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
那这个刺呢，其实是一个撒旦的一个差役，是我们从哥林多书十二章可以看到的。
It was written that it was to keep him from exalting himself.
这个刺的这个出现是为了要阻止他自高自大。
And the Lord did he answer his prayer not once, not twice, but thrice?To remove his sorrows.
保罗曾三次祷告，求神把他这个肉体上的刺挪掉。神挪去了吗？
No, he did not. But in that suffering, in realizing his utter deficiency, the Lord then spoke these words, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.
神并没有挪去，但是在这个痛苦的当中，保罗认识到自己的不足，神就开始对他说话。神是这么说的：“我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。”
Now have his ways changed 2,000 years later.
那保罗之后的2000年，神的这个道路改变了吗？
Not in the least.
一点都没有。
For while your Laban might not be a treacherous uncle, or your thorn might not be Satan's messenger.
也许你生命中的这个拉班并不是一个阴险狡诈的一个叔叔，也不是你身体上的一颗刺。
Might it be an unreasonable boss, or a financial strain in your marriage, a cancer diagnosis?A hard season of exam taking at Rutgers.
但是你生命中的这个痛苦可能是，生命中这个拉班可能是一个不讲道理的一个老板，可能是一个婚姻中的一个经济的压力，可能是你有诊断出了癌症，可能是你在 Rutgers 就是。在有一个非常难的一个这么考试。
Now for me, it was enduring a painful 3 months working under an exacting teacher during my student teaching years.
对我来说呢，是我在实习的期间有3个月，我在一个非常严苛的老师手下工作。
And it's during a peak in my career when I had so much pride in my teaching.
那是在我就是最巅峰的时候，我对我这个教学充满了信心。
And you may have been like me, who prayed for the suffering to go away.
可能你能想象，像我这样，就是我每天都在祷告，希望我能够摆脱这样的苦难。
Just like Paul, you may have been praying not once, not twice, but thrice.That thorn to go away.
就像保罗一样，我不是祷告一次两次，而是三次、多次的请求神把这个肉刺拿走。
But it hasn't.
但神没有挪走。
Because God seeks to have a greater end in you.
因为神就要在你生命上有更大的旨意。
To realize your utter insufficiency.
要让你知道你完完全全的没有办法自给自足。
Yet the Lord may have more to work in you than just the breaking.
但神在你身上并不只是要破碎。
For the breaking often comes before the building.
因为破碎之后就是要重建。
The filling.
就是要充满你。
The strengthening of spirit.
要让你的灵有改变，有提升。
I have one small, but beautiful episode that illustrates this.
然后有一个非常比较精彩的故事可以分享给大家，是在圣经里。
It may be a lesser known one, but it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
是在历代之下二十章。
And it captures the story of a very desperate time during one of the kings of Judah, King Jehoshaphat.
这就是在约沙法在位期间一个非常危难的时刻的一个经历。
It says in verse 1 that there came about three kingdoms, Moab and Ammon and the Meunites from Edom. They had banded together and declared war against Jehoshaphat.
20章第一节说到摩亚人、亚门人还有米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。
It's interesting because this had come during a time when Jehoshaphat himself had fallen astray. And in the chapters before, you see that he allies himself with the evil and wicked king Ahab in marriage and also in military campaign.
在这一章之前呢，就你要是知道这么一个背景，就是约沙法曾一度就是误入歧途，他和亚哈联结盟，不仅是在婚姻上，也有在军事上也和他合作。
But the Lord had a lesson to teach him, a breaking of his prideful reliance on man.
那耶和华就是要来教训他，让他不要骄傲的。
And indeed he broke him, for we see in verse 3 how much fear he had, so much so that he turned his attention to seeking the Lord and called all Judah to follow suit.
然后神呢确实击溃了他，因为就像第三节说的，约沙法非常惧怕，他定意要寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。
And here we see that the Lord, He has a desire not just to break down, but to build up. Not just to empty, but to fill.
在我们这里我们就可以看见，神他的旨意并不是要破，不仅仅是要破碎，而是要重建。他并不是要完全的倒空，而是要充满。
And here, in his emptiness, in his brokenness, we see Jehoshaphat then looks up, and he invokes the name of Jehovah.
在这里我们就看见。 约沙法在他极度空虚、极度困难的这个期间，他就开始呼求耶和华。
He says in verse 6, O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? And are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hands so that no one can stand against you. Oh, did you not, O our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever?
在这章的6到7节就 我们就看到他呼求耶和华说：“耶和华我们的列祖的神啊，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔，永远为业吗？”
And there, in verse 12, Ethan confesses, "Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you."
第十二节，我们就看到他说：“我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单单仰望你。”
I don't know what you call that, but I call that faith.
我不知道你是怎么理解的，但是在我的心里，这就是信心。
The eyes of faith that look up upon the Lord.
那是信心的目光，单单的注视着耶和华。
That faith that was the very thing he lacked at the height of his prosperity.
这样的一个信心是在他这个鼎盛的时候所没有的。
That faith wasn't just inward, but it was so contagious that if you see in verse 13, all of Judah, with their entire family, from the infants to the wives and the children, they were all waiting upon the Lord, looking up.
这样的信心不仅仅是在他的身上，而且他已经传给了所有的人。十三节说了，犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前。
And that's what adversity does.
这是苦难在我们身上的做工。
It doesn't just burn up, but it refines.
它不是只是破碎，而是它重新塑造。
That metal becomes precious.So that your faith becomes stronger.
那个金属就炼得更纯，让你的信心更加的坚固。
The cords of your first love tighten.
你的起初的爱更加的牢固。
And the song forged in the crucible becomes the more precious, all the more precious.
这些所有的一切。你的逆境就让你更看见我们的神的宝贵。
We see this even in Jacob's life. That the dealings of the Lord in our patriarch had caused him time and time again to acknowledge the Lord was his shepherd at least five times.
在雅各的一生当中，我们就一次一次的看见这个耶和华对他的管教，让他一次又一次的承认是耶和华的牧羊，至少有五次。
It wasn't just a realization of Jacob's powerlessness, but in that realization came a full leaning on God, who was his shepherd all his life.
在这当中，他不仅仅只是承认自己无能为力，他也是在完全的承认神是他的牧羊者，神在他生命中有至高无上的这样的一个恩典。
And even with Paul out of his torment, we see the negative aspect of realizing his weakness, but then the positive aspect of seeing the power of Christ that would fill him.
保罗在这个痛苦的这个过程中，我们也看见他并不是只是承认自己的软弱。更加积极的一面是他让这个基督的大能来充满他。
Brothers and sisters, have his ways changed since?
弟兄姊妹们，神的方式改变了吗？
For we heard from our brother just in the time of hymn leading of men and women of God who had such affliction from seeing the death of their husbands, even a writer of a beloved hymn, Horatio Spafford, who lost his daughters out at sea, who had forged some of the most beautiful, the most precious songs in the crucible.
像我们今天在诗歌当中，弟兄所分享的，有很多的人经历了很多的苦难，这个作者经历了他在他就是他丧夫，因为为了他的丈夫，为了去救人，还有其他作者就是失去了他的小孩子，但是这些痛苦才让我们今天有这么美好的诗歌。
Songs of faith that even to this day strengthen us as we sing, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and it is well with my soul.
这个信心之歌到今天仍然激励我们，让我们在我们的生命中有神有他的恩典。
The breaking and the building.
先破碎再建造。
It's these two ways the Lord will realize his end in you.
通过这两种方式，神会在我们每个人的身上成就他最终的旨意。
So what is his end then?
那他最终的旨意是什么呢？
Is it so that you can gain some blessing through the trials?
是让你在这些试探当中有更多的祝福吗？
Or is it God's self-betterment plan for you?
或者是神让你做一个更好的人？
Now, I really hope you don't get me wrong. There is immense gain.That you yourself will receive amidst tribulation.
不要理解，不要错误的理解我。我认为在这些苦难当中，你是会得到一些 你个人的祝福。
I mean, James himself says, right, that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
雅各书就说了这个，说到你有忍耐生苦难生忍耐。
But if you are walking away from a trial, thinking that God just wanted to make you a better Christian, then I'm sorry, but you've missed it.
但如果你仅仅认为你经过这试炼之后，就是为了得到一些自己自身的祝福，那你就大错特错了。
For I tell you that the breaking and the building are also just the means to an end.
因为我们知道这个破碎在建造只是神一个方式，是要为了要实现他最终的旨意。
And as insulting as this may seem, God's end, it's not you.
但是知道神最终的旨意不是你，不是我。
But it's that you would realize who it's been all about.
但是要让我们知道谁才是那个神最终的旨意。
The author of your salvation, the author of your faith, and the author of every affliction that he's allowed in your life.
这就是为我们的信心创始成终的这个主，是我们是在我们的苦难中支撑我们的这么一个主。
His end is that your life, which at the onset may be stubborn and fleshly and unuseful, would then be useful and usable by the Master.
也许我们的这原本的生命是非常顽固的，非常属肉体的，没有用的，但是我们今天能够被神使用。
It's that the one whom the eyes of your faith ought to behold will become more precious to you, so that our life will be straightened out, meted out, and reprioritized and recentered on the Christ who is our life.
让我们这，他是为了让我们在这个，让我们信心的目光专注在我们的主的身上，让我们让我们的主在我们的心里，在我们的眼中变得更加的宝贵。让我们的生命能够重新定位，更加正直，让我们的生命一切都以基督为中心。
For even our brother Paul, when he recognized the power of Christ working in his weakness, what did he say then?
就像我们保罗弟兄，他在这个苦难当中经历了神，他是怎么说的？
Turn with me, chapter 12, verse 10, where it says, Therefore I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties. 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 10.
哥林多后书十二章十节，就说到是，他得以忍受软弱。软弱、侮辱、苦难、迫害和种种困难，是为了基督的缘故。因为我们什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
And all this for whose sake?
但是一切都是为了谁？
Is it just for Paul's sake, so that he could become a better servant of the Lord?
只是为了保罗吗？让他变成一个神最更好的仆人？
Well, in a sense, yes, but he doesn't miss the main thing for Christ.
从某方面来说是的，但是最终神的旨意是为了基督。
All this is for the sake of Christ.
这些所有一切最终都是为了基督。
For even Christ himself, the author of our salvation, when he was on earth, what does it say in Hebrews? But that he was perfected through sufferings. But for what end?
甚至连基督自己，我们这救恩的一个创始者，他也是在他生命中，在地上的这个短短的33年当中的苦难，他是要做什么？
Was not his enduring 33 years of affliction and suffering, so that it says here in verse 10 that you bring about many sons to glory.
是希伯来书二章十节所说的，他要借着这33年的苦难，要在他的生命中完全成就神的旨意，使众人得救。 引领许多儿子进入神的荣耀。
And he was, it says, made perfect or made complete. Not in the sense that he was ridding himself of sinfulness, but that the will of God in his life would be made perfect and made complete in his life of obedience.
是他因为他完全的顺服，在这个在每件事情上，神都是为了要实现神他在他们身上的旨意。
In the life of enduring such suffering.
就在他这样的一个生命中经历了所有的苦难和磨难。
To bring many sons to glory.
是为了要引众子进入荣耀。
Is this not the end we see in all these men of God that we've gleaned with their lives?
在我们看这些圣经中这些人物的这些经历的时候，这些是你所看见的神最终的旨意吗？
Many sons to glory.
要把众子领入神的荣耀。
But to whose glory?
但是谁的荣耀呢？
Is it the glory of, oh, now I've got it all figured out? Or is it the glory of Him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things?
这个荣耀是归于谁呢？是归于那位万物都归于他，万物都借着他而存在的主。
Glory that you will share in with an eternal weight far beyond all comparison.
这个荣耀也是你将有份的，这就是一个极重无比的永远的荣耀。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你的里面是有这个荣耀的盼望。
So I end with just a small encouragement.
最后呢，我想要鼓励大家。
For it may be that you may be in the crucible right now.
也许你现在正在炼狱之中。
It may be that you're walking in the valley of the shadow of death.
也许你现在正走在死荫的幽谷当中。
With no light in the darkness, you see.
在黑暗当中没有任何的光亮。
But take heart.
但是请你振作起来。
For I tell you that there is not one trial that has come to your life that has not first passed through the hands of the loving Father.
因为没有一件这样苦难临到你身上不是先经过这个神的恩手中。
Not one single trial that is not meantTo produce for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all that you're experiencing.
这没有任何一样的我们所经历的苦难都是不是因为神要在我们身上成就他最终的旨意，就是那成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
And all for the sake of him who called us to love him and live for his glory.
这一切都是为了他，他是呼召我们的，要让我们为他的荣耀而活的这名神。
So, in our prayers, in the prayers of the valley, yes, indeed, pray that you may be delivered.
所以在我们的祷告当中，你可能会祷告说，希望我们能够摆脱这样的痛苦，这是可以的。
But would you dare pray that if it be more trial?And tribulation. That if it be more storm and rain, that if it be more sorrow and pain that he ordains, that you pray that not an ounce of it be wasted.
但是如果这是神的旨意，神的安排，你敢这样祷告吗？希望那里有更多的考验和磨难。有更多的悲伤和痛苦，更多的风雨，你敢不敢祷告、祈祷，让这一切都不要白白的浪费
？Let's go to the Lord.
让我们有点祷告。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
The prayer that I prayed, Lord, in the beginning, that Your way may it be in us, Lord, I pray that it may be that Your way.Be made known and be made complete in us.
主啊，真是愿你的旨意从最开始就在我们的身上的那个旨意，虽然我们不知道，但是愿你在我们的里面做工。
For you have said that those whom you discipline, you love.
因为你告诉我们，你管教的这些都是你最爱的。
And so, Lord, I do pray that you not let us have our own way.
主啊，真是我祈祷，让我们不要走自己的路。
But Lord, if it be a cross, I pray, Lord, I just pray that you bring us out through it with your very own dear presence, that your end will be accomplished in us.
主啊，如果有这样十字架，有这样的苦难，主啊，我们就祈祷你和我们同在，带我们一起走过这死荫的幽谷。
That we can declare with our brother Jacob that it has been you have guided us.You have been the shepherd all our life to this day.
主啊，我们愿意像雅各一样的祷告，主，你就是我们的牧者，你要在我们的身上成就你最终的旨意。
And just like with Paul, we could say it is for your sake and for your glory.
就像保罗弟兄说的，我们要为了你，为了你的荣耀。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名求。
Amen.
Amen.